Next question is Michael Bell, 11/10/56. Today's 4/3. He's a 68-year-old gentleman. Used to work in restaurant business, then worked at JP Morgan Chase. He's originally from Southwest Houston. He's single, has one child and three grandkids. He lives by himself, period. Michael is obese. He has type diabetes associated with diabetic neuropathy and hypertension. He doesn't drive. He's a caretaker and does most of his work around the house, period. Surgery, he can't recall any surgeries, but he's had some in the past. Nothing recent. Family history, mom died of brain cancer, also had breast cancer. Dad died of cancer at age 48, some kind of blood cancer at age 48. He suffers from hypertension, sleep apnea, pedal edema, weakness, shortness of breath, low back pain, right-sided leg pain, cannot rule out diabetic amyotrophy, DJD, leg swelling, and a chronic rash related to his diabetes. At one time, he had a high PSA, which proved to be non-cancerous, has not been in the hospital for some time, and has had regular colonoscopy because of colonic polyp in the past. Go-to-sat's 98%, respiration is 67, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, 120 over 90. Also, review of system, he does have shortness of breath with rest and activity. He can only sleep 2 hours at night. He has to sleep sitting up because I believe related to sleep apnea. He has lower extremity edema related to both sleep apnea, core pulmonary, and most likely pulmonary hypertension. He moves around rather slowly because of muscle weakness, has a chronic rash and pain related to his DJD. Medication, lidoderm patch, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, lisinopril 40 milligram a day, metformin 1000 milligram BID, glibride 10 milligram a day, triamcinolone steroid cream, Tradjenta, T-R-A-D-J-E-N-T-A, 5 milligram BID, labetalol 200 milligram, 2 tablets BID, and PRN naproxen. He knows that naproxen can also increase swelling of his legs, and he's been careful not to take that too often, period. He has, last hospitalization was years ago because of coronary artery disease, shortness of breath at Ben Taub. Period. His blood sugar vacillates between 250 and 160. He has a high hemoglobin A1C. Then heart positive, one plus versus two. Did I say blood pressure was 130 over 88? Pulses 18, respiration, pulses 80, no, pulses 67, or two side 98%. Heart positive, strong positive, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, obese, neck shows positive JBD, no lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 3 plus edema. Michael is a 68-year-old gentleman with severe diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, uncontrolled diabetes. We talked about GLP-1, and he's going to ask his physician regarding use of that to lose weight. He also suffers from sleep apnea. Next number, I believe his sleep apnea is called pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, and fetal edema, period. He has severe weakness, edema, DJD type pain, period. He has a history of colonic polyps and scheduled for another colonoscopy, period. He has severe neuropathy because of his diabetes. And again, he's a great candidate for either GLP-1 or insulin to get his blood sugar under control. He also suffers from gouty arthritis that has caused him a lot of swelling and joint pain. I'm not sure about his renal function, but most likely has a chronic renal disease given his severe diabetes and with combination of gouty arthritis. On the past medical, put down hypertension, diabetes, uncontrolled gouty arthritis, sleep apnea, obesity, and chronic dermatitis. also put down in there that he has had 5 COVID vaccinations in the past. Then come back to assessment. I would recommend the sleep apnea study ASAP and the control of his symptoms of pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure. Next number who'd benefit from low-dose Lasix, but not before blood work had been obtained. Next number is low back pain. Next number is suspect diabetic amyotrophy. Next number cannot rule out disc disease causing right leg pain. Next number is it's imperative for Michael to lose some weight, and a GLP-1 would be a great choice. Next number is chronic dermatitis related to his diabetes. Next number, unfortunately, the glipizide that he's taking at such a high dose can also increase his weight and cause more problems with morbid obesity and contribute to his congestive heart failure, right-sided heart failure, and pulmonary hypertension. Thank you.